Bisyata Dishmaya, we've discussed that our purpose in this world is to develop our emuna in Hashem. The only reason we exist this second is in order to have emuna in Hashem. We've discussed that there is a very big difference between knowing emuna, knowing the concepts. Hashem runs the world. Hashem is involved in my life. Ein oid milvadoin. Nothing else exists. Only Hashem pulls every string in my life. Knowing that, as opposed to sincerely internalizing that and living with that. There are many more things to discuss, which we will Be'ezrat Hashem get to once we are living with emuna sincerely, where that leads to and the results in other areas of our lives. But for our purposes right now, what exactly are we to do in order to make our maximum effort in fulfilling our purpose, the only purpose that we exist, to develop our emuna in Hashem? So we're going to break this down, Be'ezrat Hashem, into two parts. Part number one, simply speaking, investing into learning about emuna on a constant daily basis and doing our best thereafter to apply the concepts. Even if one has the best of intentions and wants to fulfill their purpose, but if one doesn't know exactly what it means to live with emuna, then obviously one can't live with emuna properly. But more than that, learning about emuna and constant inspiration about emuna on a daily basis is what will be conducive to constant awareness on our part to live with emuna. As much as we know, as well-intended as we may be, our human nature limits us into falling into the busyness of day-to-day life. If we don't have something pulling us back into constant awareness of the only reason that we actually are alive, we naturally tend to forget. So, point number one in what to do to make our maximum effort to grow Be'ezrat Hashem in internalizing our emuna is investing in constant inspiration about emuna, constant study, constant daily awareness. Baruch Hashem, in today's day and age, we have no shortage of resources of every type and color. So again, of course, we need to be the ones to realize, if this is my purpose, the only purpose, I'm prepared to really invest into this and look far and wide for what works for me. For some people, they hear a story, and stories about emuna really inspires them to live with that mindset. For other people, learning sources, Torah sources, inspires them to see Hashem's perspective of emuna. For some people, it's books, it's reading, it's online reading. For other people, it's audios, shiurim. There is no shortage. There are plenty, plenty, plenty resources about chizuk in emuna and bitachon in today's day and age. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will talk further about constant awareness in terms of Torah sources, etc., to help us to be constantly aware, im yirtzeh Hashem. But as mentioned, there are many, many platforms, many speakers, many lecturers, many writers, many phenomenal books from every type and color. And understanding that this is the reason that we exist, we should certainly invest our maximum effort in finding what inspires us. And the more we realize that this is why we're alive, the only reason, the more we'll want to learn more and more about it, and want to be inspired more and more about it, and want to be more constantly aware about it.